CBS Sports Radio 1450 The Hall Average Joe Show 2.0. Tuesdays, 6:20 means it's Mrs. Wesh's neighborhood.
Yeah, I have to. Karen apparently has a secret admirer.
Karen Wesh, the Premier FC, PFC 18. She has no idea what the hell's about to happen. I'm just going to bail her out. Hold on. PFC 18, 11 days from now. I will be there cage side watching 36 fighters, 18 fights, Premier Fighting Championship. It's going to be the place to be in mixed martial arts in the Northeast that night. So, Tony, go ahead and make things creepy.
Apparently, somebody called. One of the interns came in and took the phone call, and they wouldn't leave a name, but they wanted us to say that you are one of the best women in the world.
Wow. That's actually, that was election day. That might mean that you won.
So
I think the ballots have been counted.
That's what happened.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations.
For being the best woman in the world.
Now, Tony, give the best woman in the world the mic for a second, if you don't mind. Because I want to talk to Karen. I'm sorry, Tony. Was that mean? Yeah, I just got the finger from Tony and not the polite one.
But I would like to first thank God and then my mother for my nomination.
What? That is ridiculous.
Line is lit.
12th.
Karen Wesh, owner, founder, the Premier FC, Premier Fighting Championship. You are now 11 days away from PFC 18. We are all so stoked about this. We're giving away tickets nonstop. It's so much fun. We were running spots. I just heard a spot. We've got new ones starting next week. So thrilled about this. Before we get into today's fighter who's in here, Joe Costanzo, who is just an incredible story in and of himself. With 11 days to go, the venue has to be, are you just basically circling the venue like a vulture until they'll let you in to start setting up the cage? Is that what's happening right now?
Kind of. I'm trying to avoid them a little bit because there's so much going on over there. I have still fighters that are still getting medicals in, and so I'm mostly on my phone, computer, not sleeping.
Yeah.
You know how that works.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And so between now and then, it's a matter of, when does it get to panic time? When's Tony going to have to start shaking down fighters for their medicals?
Actually, they'll be done hopefully by Friday.
Okay.
But we call the last week Hell Week for a reason.
Yeah,
It's crazy.
Well, to start off Hell Week, we actually have Heaven Event, which is the Ring Card Girl Search this Saturday night at the Still in Agawam. This is open to the public, no?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and so the format is, this is a chance for and this is sponsored by Coors?
No, it's not sponsored by Coors.
I'm sorry. At one point, this was a good thing to say.
Believe it or not, we're working on Anheuser-Busch through Hooters.
Oh, okay. This got even cooler.
I know, it just did.
Well, I'm sorry. I will take that back then. I look forward to having an official sponsorship to announce later in the week.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the format, if you don't mind, about what's going to happen for our listeners, besides Tony.
I just want to hear about Ring Card Girls and Hooters.
Well, I was saying, besides Tony getting getting another restraining order this Saturday at the Still in Agawam, what are people likely to see if they go out? And also for our listeners who are women who want to actually contend to be a ring card girl at PFC 18.
So the girls can go to www.thepremierfc.com to register.
Cool.
You can also just show up. If we have 100 girls, you would be at the end of the line, so it's better to register in advance. And then from 7 to 9, we're going to have a bunch of girls in very tiny outfits jumping up on a stage trying to get their spot as a premier girl.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. And I've been to these events before. I mean, I can't imagine the competition because the ring card girls are a big draw.
They are. We have a lot of
Could I have said that
girls?
More diplomatically? That was pretty diplomatic, right?
It was very appropriate.
Yeah, thank you.
Very
I wanted to be straight. You know, my kids listen. I want to make sure that they know
very
that
appropriate.
You know, daddy's just talking about work.
Son. And it's
just,
work.
It's work.
It is.
Oh,
it's tough. Sweaty, tired.
That's
work.
Why I don't
very
know if to.
Big draw.
It's a very. Yeah. It's a very average draw from what I've heard, Tony. All right, so we are going to talk today in a few seconds with Joe Costanzo. Joe Costanzo is a really interesting story, and before we talk with him, he's in studio today. You can check out photos of all of this if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/averagejoes1450. Joe Costanzo, 22 years old, has dropped 60 pounds to fight in his first ever mixed martial arts fight. You talk to a lot of folks from across the pantheon, from across the spectrum of fighters. How did you meet Joe Costanzo and get him on this card?
Actually, Joe was one of those fighters that wanted to fight really bad.
Cool.
I didn't have a match for a while. He texted me. I think, once a day for about a week.
Awesome.
And then he flipped it to about four times
nice.
A week.
Like
but,
this guy.
Yeah, he was persistent. He wanted to fight. He knew he wanted to fight. And he stayed on top of me till I was able to match him. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Polite persistence. It's what I teach.
Yes.
It's what
yes.
I teach in journalism at the communications program I teach at. Just polite persistence.
It is. It was good. He was like, anyone yet? I would just hate to bother you, but was there anyone yet? What are you thinking? I'm thinking I'm ready. Is there anybody yet? So he was good,
that's
but
awesome.
I was able to match him, so it was pretty awesome.
Well, let's bring him in then. Let's bring in, joining us now on the Average Joe Show, in the Average Joe Show studio here in Springfield, Massachusetts, hailing from East Haven, Connecticut, weighing in at about 205 pounds in 11 days. He's 22 years old. His name's Joe Costanzo. Joe, welcome to the studio, but I'm going to ask the logical question to start here. You have a wrestling background. You boxed coming up. When do you get the idea that mixed martial arts, and how do you get the idea that mixed martial arts is the next logical place for you to go, and how long ago was that?
About, I would say about maybe 6 months ago.
Yeah?
I was in the gym just training, just the wrestling and boxing, and I decided to hop in the cage and spar.
Yeah?
So I went in, and I sparred with some top guys from the gym.
Sure.
And I went neck to neck with them.
Did you really?
I did.
That's awesome.
And then I said, you know, maybe this is my next calling outside of college, and that's what I shot for.
That's amazing, because I think about, you know, as a wrestler and as a boxer, I mean, it's sort of, so many guys get into this with the Brazilian jiu-jitsu, with a martial arts background. Yours is more on the striking front, right? I mean, so are you worried in 11 days that the martial arts might come back to, I'm guessing you've been training in martial arts in the last 6 months.
I have. I actually trained with some top guys again.
Awesome.
Through jiu-jitsu. And the wrestling background actually helps me a lot with a lot of pressure.
Yeah, leverage, pressure.
So the switches and pressure, it actually goes hand in hand.
Awesome.
Now, Joe, the part that really intrigues me, because if I was the guy that had to lose weight, of course, if I had to lose any weight at all, 60 pounds in 60 days, it doesn't sound healthy, but how did you do that?
I was very, very strict on my diet and very focused on my training.
Sure.
There was a lot of cardio that went along with it, with stretching to make sure that the muscles actually did not tire out or tear. So that was, you know, it was kind of a trick to stay healthy as well as keep the energy up going through.
It's hard to get in the mind of the opponent since you don't really know who he is. But my guess is he's intrigued by you because basically he's not gonna, you know, he's had fights before, but he's never actually fought somebody with, you know, like this pure boxer that's going to face him this time.
Yes, I mean, I try to just focus on just the fight all around. I try to become the best in every art and just let the fight take its toll when it goes in.
It's really neat because I think about, you know, and I'm, you know, we've all been to mixed martial arts, to MMA events. I've been, you know, I was at PFC 17 last year, right around this time. You know, we've all watched, you know, whether it's, you know, watching The Ultimate Fighter or, you know, anything on TV. Have you given a thought to, I mean, I know visualization is part of success in every athletic endeavor. Have you given a thought to what that's going to be when you actually hear your walk-in music for the first time and know that it's go time? And, you know, the next 20 minutes are going to decide whether you are undefeated or winless in mixed martial arts.
I'm sure that the adrenaline's going to be there and the nerves are going to run. But, I mean, it's like anything in life. You know, once you're focused and you have a goal, then you're going to set it. So I believe that if I believe I'm going to be undefeated after this fight, then that's what's going to happen.
That's awesome.
So if you had your way, and hopefully your opponent is not listening, but if you had your way, what style would you like to maybe have to defend against for your first fight?
I'm ready for an all-around fighter in every aspect. You know, that's what my camp was about, was
yeah.
stand-up. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of Muay Thai. It was boxing. It was wrestling. It was jiu-jitsu, because I don't know too much about my opponent.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, anything could happen in that cage. You know, it's
right.
a mixed martial arts. There's many arts.
I feel like in some ways that coming in with a blank slate might actually strangely be the best position to be in, because you aren't
kind of like a pitcher you never faced before?
Yeah, you aren't there's no expectations. You are literally, and maybe I'm putting words into your mouth here, but what I'm hearing you say is you're ready to fight however the fight comes to you, and you're ready to defend against however the damn fight comes to you, which seems to me like maybe later in your career, you're going to try to get back to that moment, right? Because so much of boxing and wrestling is about reacting to what the opponent's doing, right?
Yes, it's controlling the tone, you know, controlling the speed and the whole outlook of the fight.
I've got a mother, I have sisters, I have a wife, and I can't even imagine. I don't know what
women.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of women you have in your life, but I can't imagine how they react when you tell them. Yeah, you know, you see these things on TV where people get kicked in the head and everything. Yeah, I'm doing that. I can't. What's the reaction to people close in your life to like try to talk you out of something like that?
A lot of people look at, I think, MMA fighters as a barbarian, you know, and they don't understand that it's an art just like anything else, whether it be music or, you know, tattooing or anything in that nature.
Technically speaking, guitarists don't usually get hit in the head, but...
True, very true.
Now, you talked about being focused when you go in the ring and the nerves. You don't really know how nervous you're going to be until you're in the cage, in the Mass Mutual Center, with a guy who's getting ready to choke you out or break your arm or do whatever it takes to take you down. What's the best advice you've got so far to keep focused and calm in that situation?
I would say the way you spar, you should treat it like a fight every single time.
Cool.
So you would your nerves, you should go in there like you're fighting for a title every time you spar or go against anybody inside your gym.
Joe Costanzo, 22 years old from East Haven, Connecticut, will be fighting in PFC 18 coming up in 11 days, November 14th at the Mass Mutual Center. It's going to be an incredible night of mixed martial arts. You'll be fighting at 205. We've talked about your background, about how you've lost all this weight, dropping 60 pounds in the last 2.5 months to get down to 205. You wrestled at 215. I have to ask this, though, because PFC is one of those events, one of those companies, one of those... we just love the product. So what's it like for you to... not have to cut your teeth at the lower level. You're fighting at one of the premier mixed martial arts companies in the Northeast. What's that like? What does it mean to you to be fighting for Premier?
I feel kind of blessed, I would say.
Yeah.
That I have the chance to have my first fight in an organization like this. So
yeah.
You know, it's like it's a blessing, and you know.
It's awesome.
Now, of course, my guess is you're dropping 60 pounds in this short time. There's a lot of self-sacrifice here. When this thing is all said and done, do you like the new lifestyle? Or when this thing is done, after the, like, say, you know what? I'm going to go out and get the biggest steak covered with cheese and onions I can.
I like it. I'm in it for the long run. This is definitely a dedication of mine, though.
So steak, cheese, and onions.
Yeah. Steak? Is that, yeah. You never had steak with, like, grilled onions and melted cheese on top of it?
Guess.
Oh, my God.
I want to say it's better than the wine question.
So, yeah, Tony has – maybe we should get out of this before Tony ruins it. Joe, okay, so one last question for you. Have you picked your walkout music yet?
I have not yet.
Okay. Is that going to be – so for me, because I'm obviously not a fighter, that would be like, you know what? I like this song. I think I'm going to get into mixed martial arts. That's the wrong way to go about it,
yes,
right?
That's
totally the wrong.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to fight when this plays, right? That's a way to get my nose caved in.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, we look forward to seeing you in 11 days. We will see you, but you won't see us. Joe Costanzo, thanks so much for coming in today, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Joe Costanzo is now our favorite amateur on the card for PFC 18, which will be 11 days from now. 11 leaping days. We've been promoting this now for a bunch of months, and it's now upon us. Joe Costanzo, thanks so much. So, Karen, what does it mean for you to have Joe Costanzo? Is that a weird question?
I'm excited. No, I mean, I'm excited. I love seeing guys when they start with me and then grow them up the ranks until they get to the bigger shows. That's my goal.
You've seen a lot of you've had a lot of people cut their teeth in your cage.
Mm-hmm.
Does Joe have the kind of makeup where you can imagine this being the beginning of a really fun relationship where he's, I mean, he clearly is committed to the sport.
I do. I mean, I haven't seen him in the cage yet. I didn't go down and watch him train. Uh-huh. But I do know that, you know, from what I've heard talk to him, that he's ready to get in the cage. The dedication that it takes, he's done that. He's proven that by losing the weight. He's proven that by his regiment and training.
Completely.
So for me, I feel like he is ready to do what my goal is, and that is to grow fighters to get to the bigger shows.
Well, we appreciate you and your time as always. Any sponsors who brought us this today? This segment.
Yeah, actually, you know, I want to go back to Tommy's Tattoo Convention. Yeah. You know, and Tommy Supplies. He's just such an awesome sponsor of ours. So, you know, visit him over at his website. He'll be at the fight. He also owns City Limits, visit him at his City Limits booth. He's gonna have awesome stuff there.
Cool, awesome. Karen Wesch, thanks so much. The Premier Fighting Championship. PFC. Follow them on Facebook, on Twitter. You can get the link on our Facebook page and go to Ticketmaster.com and pick up your tickets for PFC 18 right now, starting at just $27. It's a great price for an incredible night of entertainment. All right, gentlemen, and you too, Tony. Let's step aside for a quick break. When we come back, I want to head back to the ice because we only briefly touched on the Bruins and what they've been doing since I wrote them off for goodsies. And I'm excited about
that. For shame on you.
Yeah, I know. All right, let's do that after the break. Thanks to Joe Costanzo. Good luck out there in the cage, my friend. It's the Average Joe Show 2.0, CBS Sports.